Hey guys,
so,
welcome to the show.
Let's start it.
We're rolling.
So here's the chain of events.
Hello.
We all get together.
Oh. Hey, are we recording?
Out.
Yeah,
out.
Check it out.
Recording.
Yeah, recording.
It's red, baby. It's red.
Let's go, baby.
And yes, she's annoying. Give it to me.
Give it
Let's
to
go,
me.
Be, baby.
Give it to me. What's the name of the show? Yeah.
God, when you said, like, give it to me, Anthony. It's like, obviously you're saying, like, give me your thoughts, stuff. Give me your opinion, but it's just so sexual every time.
But
well,
it's not,
it's even what it's from.
But it's like so much, there's so much like meaning in that, because it's also like, give me your opinions, like, let's talk about the show, but it's also like, hit me with the fucking hook of the song, like, give it to me, and I'm the producer of the song.
To me, it just sounds sexual.
And it is a little sexual, because it comes from our Lord of the Rings adaptation that we did in high school. Where he was Frodo and I was Sam, and we all
Where's
know that Frodo and
tension?
Sam were gay lovers.
What are you even
God,
talking
have you
about?
Seen Return
you don't know
of
what he's
the King?
About?
I have never heard of this.
We've talked about
sexual
this?
Tension between Frodo and Sam.
I fucking hate you.
They're two straight dudes who are into girls. Sam marries a girl. Like, don't right. be weird about it.
They're just pals. Yeah,
come on. Pals can.
Smeagol is the naked guy. Jesus.
Okay, speaking of gays, guys. Okay, this actually really rolls into what I wanted to talk about today. So, I moved in. Oh, by the way, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It's Small Potatoes.
Oh, it's
Small Potatoes, a show where we talk about the inconsequential tidbits of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus. Jesus was giving me the red light. You know, he's like, say something. Yeah. Anyway. If I can jump back into my small potato really quickly. I just moved to like a little more conservative area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
you're that, you know, getting older.
No.
Property lines
and
start voting different.
Yeah.
Taxes. Literally.
I voted recently.
My husband and I have been called roommates, friends.
No way.
Brothers. We were literally like.
That's amazing.
Four different times.
Wow.
By neighbors.
There. By neighbors. So like we have a neighbor and my husband like introduces us. He's like, oh, like my partner lives here too.
Oh, and you're then, in business together,
and
eh?
Then like then I see the guy next and he's like, oh, I met your roommate. And I was like, no.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
True.
You can't knock the guy. The guy wasn't wrong. You live together. You're roommates. You share a room and a bed.
And then…
Ready. Fuck roommates.
This was the killer. This is the kicker one. I got us vaccine appointments. And
ooh,
we were getting
on this podcast. Don't say that.
We're getting vaccines. We have the same insurance. And we like have the same insurance card or whatever. And we give him our insurance. He's like, you guys have the same insurance.
Oh, what a coincidence.
And he's like, are you brothers? He's just like so convinced.
So dumb.
And I was
in 2022, like can't fathom gay people.
It was so ridiculous.
Great.
I couldn't handle it.
So glad that you moved. For a semi-permanent reason. So good for you and welcome to this conservative area.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be so fun for you. You roommate.
Yeah, how long's your mortgage?
30 years.
30-year fix.
Oh my God.
Woo.
Woo.
You know what you should do? You should every time someone does that be like, yes, we are. And then just kiss each other like really quickly. Just like on the mouth, real
hey,
quick.
Bro. And then hey, well, my husband turned around. He's like, hey, step bro.
So funny.
It was awful. Oh, so gross.
That's a good time. That's a good, well.
But also, can we all, what brothers, adult brothers, are on like the same insurance card? Like, that doesn't happen.
Aren't we cute?
I mean, me and my brother are adults and we have the same insurance.
Oh.
My parents' insurance.
Oh, that's true.
You guys kiss.
Only in public to be funny.
You can only be, but you guys are only going to be on the same insurance for 2 more years for
yeah,
you.
That's true.
Less than that, baby. Getting
oh my
old.
God,
I'm
you're
getting
so old.
Old.
All right, ready? I have a potato.
Yeah.
This potato is about airplanes, not the outside, the inside.
What's dun, the dun, deal? Dun.
Okay, so it's not Halloween anymore, so it's not really that spooky. It's really when you're going to your seat and you're in that line. And it takes forever. That's not the small potato. It's when you're standing in the aisles and you're always, by the way, you can tell that I'm poor or just not super rich because I am always the last person to enter a plane. Well, always. I've never,
or
ever,
you're just
ever,
not punctual.
You're not, I, yeah, you don't sign in, you don't check into your flight 24 hours before.
I don't fly Southwest. I fly ones where my seat has been predetermined.
By your wallet.
By
you have this amount of money, you get this seat.
Yeah, I select. Yeah. And every time I'm last, that's not the small potato either. It's entering and then you're in that line and people have already sat down and you're just squished in the aisle and you are inches away from people's faces.
Yeah.
Just like standing there.
Crotch to face,
avoiding
face to
crotch. Yeah. You're like looking up, like trying to...
People sitting are looking up and then you're standing there like trying not to look down at everybody, but like that's kind of where your eyes
my
are.
My version
looking.
Of that is when you first enter the plane and you're being greeted by the flight attendant. Mm-hmm. It's like standing there, but then like the line stops and you're just like,
hey.
You've just like smiled and said hello to the flight attendant and they said hello back because that's their job. But now you're like face to face with them, like very close.
Yep.
And it's like, we just said hi. I'm going to look away now. Pretend like we're not face to face with each other. Or like when they're at the emergency exit and they're just like right next to them.
I think the
it's
only
just so close in
I think
there.
The
it's
only
just like close quarters with all these strangers.
It's such close quarters. Like, I can't wait till I'm flying private, you know?
Do you guys remember the small potato I brought up like eons ago about how like downhill planes went? Like I was watching a movie in the 50s and like they were just like serving like,
now it's like
on
public
nice
public
China.
Transit. Yeah.
My grandmother, I'm moving her out of her house. And like I got this like nice silverware set. And she's like, oh yeah, your grandfather and I got that when we were flying to wherever.
What?
And it was like this very nice like…
They got a China set?
They just got a China set.
On flying?
On a plane. She's like, yeah, that's just how it was in the 50s. And I was
you
like,
get to keep it?
That's literally
you
insane.
You get to buy it? Like what does that even
mean?
Yeah,
they bought it afterwards because they're like, this is nice.
What the fuck? I know. Flying has changed
Excuse
so
me,
dramatic.
Yes, I'll buy this.
It was crazy.
Now used to put on a suit. Used to smoke cigarettes. Used to get a nice chicken dinner or fish dinner. Everyone knows it was chicken or fish.
Yeah.
And now it's like I wear the baggiest, softest clothes. I get as high as possible. Mm-hmm. I never take my headphones off, no matter what interaction I'm having. All the smiling with the flight attendant in the staring.
Keep them
on.
Even
like the, oh, hey, can I sit here? Oh, thank you. Yeah. And like maybe like a little chit chat.
Keep it on.
Headphones still on. They never come off. It blitz out of my mind if I can help it. And it is the least like fancy.
I can't
mode
even believe it. They got a China set back then. Literally, they're like, so the fasten your seatbelt sign is off. You can go ahead and start window shopping
they didn't
now.
Have seatbelts? There were no seatbelts.
There's actually
there was turbulence.
No
you just like
I'm
held on to your wife.
Yeah, and your China apparently. Yeah, you're fine, your China. China.
I'm gonna be your radio host for this evening on this awesome, sexy flight. If you want to pick up some china in the back, some really heavy china.
What did they do? They just read magazines for 6 hours? There was no headphones. There was no music. Oh, yeah.
That's when they invented Mile High Club.
There was no like…
True.
There was no screen. There were orgies, huh? They did just do orgies.
Entire planes
full of people.
I think that was more close to like the 80s.
Oh, that's
like
so
Wolf
cool.
Like Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
not
pictured.
Not the British 50s. Like, of course not.
No. Yeah. But I also like…
God wasn't dead yet.
I also get this every time. And look, I'm not the smallest person in the world, but I'm definitely not the biggest. And when I sit in these places and I don't get the best seats, I'm always crammed in between either a large person or a baby who just loves to cry. Or
a large baby.
Someone and their pet who's shedding. Like it's just like always like an outward… it feels like an aggression towards me.
It is.
And I'm offended every time I get on a plane.
American Airlines, they know you. They're like, oh, we need to sit him.
That's why you can't sit in the back.
American, it's
you
got to
go Southwest. You got to check in right at that 24-hour mark.
I fly Emirates.
You sit in the front with the adults.
Emirates.
You let the kids cry in the back. And you have a nice little spritzer. And you take a little nappy nap. And then all of a sudden, you're in Houston.
Yeah, it's a bad experience.
You're in
you know,
Houston,
I'll say this.
Baby.
This is kind of like it's like another potato. It's kind of the stereo. This is kind of all lobbing into one airplane type thing. But stereotypes of pilots being pilots, like, you know, having that voice.
Is your captain?
And I literally, so I brought
is your captain speaking?
Literally. Yeah, that was kind of crunk.
Is your captain speaking?
Dude, if we, you know what it should be like? It should be like Universal Studios. where it's like, hi, hey, I'm Jimmy Fallon.
A flight for Cusco. Cusco's flight.
Patrick Warburton. Anyways, the pilot, I had my guitar. I brought it onto a carry-on and I had to like put it up at the front in that awkward conversation where you described it right in the front door. And I'm like trying to get the closet out. And I'm like fidgeting. So no one's helping me, by the way. And so this is super awkward. I'm like trying to like fidget it with like a closet that I'm not supposed to be touching, but my guitar is in there. So I'm feeling really uncomfortable. The pilot walks up to me. He's like, hey, what's going on here? And I'm like, you're too cool. I kind of want to fuck you already, but like,
right. It's a man in uniform.
Like, I'm just
a
doing this thing.
A man in uniform is just, come on. Sexy.
So then he, does it for so you. Then he helps me out in his tie and everything like that. And he's like, ooh, is that a guitar?
Was it a long sleeve shirt or a short sleeve? And it's a little less sexy to me, but unless he had biceps. Did he have biceps?
He had some seps.
Or was he like a silver like the fox kind of biceps, kind of captain? Like was he like a Clooney in that one? Like a George Clooney in that one movie?
How hairy were his arms?
Tad bit hairy. Like a Clooney. Kind of like the build of like a biker. Like he bikes a lot, but somehow he has upper body strength because of the amount of biking he does.
Well, and he's got to like... make sense. And when the, make when, sense. Every once in a while when the plane is like going down, he's got to yank that steering wheel thing. And that takes a lot of strength because they don't have power steering on planes. That is all man strength.
Despite what you
keep
think.
Keep it in the air.
It's a lot of system of pulleys and switches and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No electronics.
He gives me my guitar. He's like, what kind of guitar is that? That's a guitar, right? And I was like, dude.
Get in the bathroom with me now.
Fuck me now. And he's like, yeah, what kind of guitar is that? And I was like, it's a Les Paul. He's like, ooh. He literally like, he's like, ooh.
And like snaps his fingers and combs his hair.
And I was just like, okay, cool. And I was like, I got to tie my shoe. No, but then I left and
you
I didn't say anything. I was like, I was so mad by the level of pilot he was.
Yeah.
That I just walked away. I just turned around and was just like, all right,
I can't do this.
And the whole time I had my headphones in, I was saying, don't talk to me.
All right, I guess I'm done with him. Hey, flight attendant. What are you doing after this? Smacks her on the ass.
He knows.
It's the 50s. She's like,
we're
just
a Mad Men, but it's in an airplane.
Yeah. He's got a scotch in his hand. The guy got to get back to the what's it called?
To the flying?
The cockpit.
The cockpit. Well, so sexual.
So sexual.
Okay. Yeah. Pilots are sexy.
Planes are funny.
Let me do a potato. How about me doing that?
Me.
Everyone, a friend of mine pointed this out about me. And I feel like this is everyone has their own version of this, which is the reading texts out loud voice.
Okay.
I feel like everyone does the same voice for when they read text aloud, no matter who it is that they're quoting, but everyone has their own text voice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I found myself, he pointed this out and then I was like, oh my God, you're so right. Every time I read a text, no matter what the text said, I always start with, hey, so blah 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 blah. Like that's my tone, and it always starts with hey, so blah blah. Even if the text didn't say hey, but like that's just my like
intro,
start quote, begin quote. Hey, didn't make it to the party, but blah blah blah. No matter what the tone was or how the person speaks in real life, that's my text voice. Do you guys know yours?
Mine is
that's
so your text bitchy. Voice. Mine
it's
is
bitchy.
A bitchy text voice.
Like, can you like do it?
Like, hey, Paul. I was just wondering if you can like something like that. It's like, I always add words like that too. Like, hey,
mine's like,
I'm
hey,
just wondering if you would like to go over to the, like very,
mine's the opposite. Mine's like,
bitchy.
Mine's like too casual.
You're casual. I'm a bitch.
Like, hey, I just think we should end things because I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. That's my text voice.
That's funny because I feel like I agree with both. These are great. I agree with both of your, I feel like yours, I hear way more often. You're like, hey.
Yeah, like, I can't not do it. Like, even if like if I restart the sentence, I have to start with a hey. Like, I'm a child who like has to start the sentence over if he stutters.
Yeah, what time are you going to be there? Hey. So here's the thing. So mine is like the person is. Oh, I'm so mean. I'm always reading it out loud. Like the person is dumb and wrong.
I know. I already hear it in my head the way you do it.
Whether or not it is,
I am going to.
Well, no. So like, right, ready. So like, imagine if. If I'm reading a text out loud to you, like what time, you know, Spencer's going to be here. I'll be like, he said, my ETA is 2:45.
What a fucking moron. This fucking guy. Oh, my ETA. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah, that is the way
I'm loading up the car, RN. Like, I'm just constantly.
We know you texted back. Cool, thanks.
Yeah. I'm constantly reading it like the person is just so wrong or something like that. Whether yeah. it's, yeah.
Doesn't matter how they talk in real life or what the even text was. It's just like we all have this art of individual tones.
Like, okay, I have a text right here. This is how I read it. Darius keeps calling me, but I haven't picked up. Do you need me to tell him anything?
That is bitchy.
I'm just like, bitchy. So
that is
bitchy.
So bitchy and formal.
I feel like I read my texts like I drive my car. Like if that person, like I definitely like I talk the talk. You know, I'm reading their texts like they're stupid. You know, you're such a fucking bad driver. You know?
Yeah, I do.
You made me push on my brakes.
I'll read one of Anthony's texts to me.
Okay, go.
Well, the movie is longer than the first one and we started at like 6. So I think starting around 5 is better. That's how I do it. It's always just like da 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 da.
Is so like so nice. I feel like yours is kinder. Definitely
than
kinder
expect it to be.
Than we'd expect it to be. Because he normally like responds back with like a shitty text.
Well, no, if I'm reading in my head a text from you, it's bitch. It's like with attitude. Because you've never sent a text without attitude.
I feel like, yeah, because you can't just say with attitude every time. So it just has to just be. I have to be
best
stronger.
Regards with attitude, Anthony.
That's why I think gifts have just become the best thing to do. Because then I could really display my like subtext.
Yeah, thank God
just
for meme
super
culture.
Bitchy. Yeah. Wow. Listeners out there, if you have a way you read texts, think about it. Is it healthy? Because mine isn't.
Mine definitely isn't.
Spencer's isn't. Spencer seems like this gossip about to happen. It kind of seems a little fun. Mine's just mean.
Mine makes me sound like the bitch.
It does. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
DM us your text voice. At Small Potatoes Pod.
Send us voice memos.
On Instagram. I shouldn't do the plugs in the middle of the episode, but whatever.
Other people do it all the time.
Just record a plug and you can insert this in the beginning. Whoever's editing this.
Okay, Jesus, insert. Well, no, that's not going to make sense without the context.
They'll listen to it. They'll reach here and they'll be like, oh.
Send us your voice text, your text voice and DM it to Small Potatoes Pod on Instagram. You can email that. It's smallpotatoespod@gmail.com. In the TikTok and okay, just had to throw it in there because we haven't done it in like a couple episodes.
That's wonderful. I hope we hear it in the middle and in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So then it like circles back and people are like, oh, I get the context of it now. So I hope whoever edits that does that. Keeps it in both places.
Do you like that when podcasts do that? Well, they'll have like a little like 10-second like funny moment that happens later in the episode at the very beginning. I listen to a few podcasts that do that and I'm like, and sometimes the funny moment happens like 3 minutes in and you're like, I just heard that. You don't have to like promote a funny clip on the episode I just decided to watch or listen to.
Now that I'm already listening. Yeah.
You think I'm just going to give up? And
yeah. Like you don't have to convince me. I already clicked it. You already have my view. It doesn't matter if I listen to the whole thing.
Well, that was a really good one. That was a really good.
Thanks, man.
I just felt. It felt like it was accurate.
You don't give me credit like that very often. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Also, I now feel like a mean person now that I'm realizing how mean I read everyone's texts. It's not just you. Like, it's like anybody who texts me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter who they are or what the attitude. It's just like you have your voice and that's your voice for that person.
Because I'll recognize that like my girlfriend would be like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, they said they're coming at 2:30. They're like, but you said it like.
Say it like that.
So
like,
angry.
It pissed you off. Yeah.
Like, it's okay, Anthony. I'm like, yeah, I know it's okay. I'm telling you, 2:30 is when they're coming. Spencer, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay. You know, when you are doing a really simple task, like, I don't know.
Calculus.
Quantum physics.
Rocket science.
For me.
Rocket science all the time.
I do brain surgery more often, so.
Well, like, but rockets take you to space.
Yeah, well, brains are the reason you
and
exist.
And icky. You ever seen a brain?
Yeah,
gross.
They're delicious.
What?
They're like squishy and like it's
say,
just like
you do brain like, surgery and you say, "Ooh, that's a delicious looking
yummy.
Brain."
Well, I mean, you do a lobotomy, you have this little extra brain piece. You're not going to throw it away.
I do rocket science and now you're kind of borderline cannibal.
You take it home and Grill it up.
Grill it up.
Take us home.
Is it going to be like Warm Bodies where you're like
a lot of protein?
You're going to get the memories of this person.
Have you ever had cow brain? Cow brain is really tasty.
No, but I've had cow tongue.
It
same fear factor.
Same thing. We did the same. I think we had it together.
It was like a fear factor thing and we did it.
We did
whatever.
Fear factor. You can get that at a Mexican restaurant. They have cow tongue.
I know, but we were young.
I went to a taco. My local taco truck has cow tongue.
Yeah, I know.
Lingua.
We were kids.
We were children.
It was children's fear factor. It was on. It was on a different.
Wow, channel. You guys like Joe Rogan canceled.
It was on a different channel. It was children's
canceled.
It was
Joe Rogan do fear factor.
He was the fear factor host.
Why did I not know that?
That was his claim to fame because he had hair then, and he was like way less buff. Yeah, a little buff. That's
we did Fear Factor Junior.
Is that like MasterChef Junior?
Yep. But with cow tongue.
But with cow tongue.
So the things
but
are
a lot
okay.
more forms to sign.
That sounds
not
like,
illegal.
Were you on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a different channel. You probably didn't hear it here.
Nick Jr.
It was a channel in Canada. You probably
what channel was Fear Factor
on? It was Canadian Telemundo.
Canadian Telemundo.
Have you ever heard of it?
For Mexican Canadians.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's your potato, Spencer?
Oh.
We're going into nonsense territory.
I was saying, when you're doing a very relatively simple task, but like your hands just can't do it. Like taking a sticker off of.
Oh, yes.
Like the thing that's like holding the box closed.
Okay. You made me think of something happened to me yesterday.
Go.
I was like leaving the house and I was like all dressed. And I was like, oh, I forgot to take my daily medication, my disease. And I'm like.
Doxed.
I was vague about it on purpose.
I'm sorry. I had to say it.
You're the one who's always like, don't dox me. I live here,
that
but don't
not
tell
me. Dox of Wayans.
You told the crowd my medical ailments that I specifically chose not to specify. You just don't try with the buttons.
There we go. Doxed.
I was like, oh. I was taking a pill. That was the story. I'm taking a pill, but I'm standing up and I'm like looking down at the bottle and I go to put the pill in my mouth, but I don't close my mouth in time.
No way.
And it just fully falls out of my open. Like it didn't even touch anything on the inside. I just like put it in my open mouth, looking downward.
Just let go.
And then let go and it dropped on the floor. And I had to like take a moment to be like, how simple a task does it need to be for you to not fuck it up?
Yep.
Like drinking water or something where you're just like, and then it just spills all the way
drinking down. Water happens, that one happened to me last night where I didn't get to the mouth. I just kind of like launched the water in the cup. Like I'm jerking the cup off, just like into my mouth. Just hit my chin in onto my shirt. But I happened to be wearing a bib during that time. So
were you at a crab shack?
No, at home.
No, he just knows himself.
I was at home. Bib. I bought a bib from Trader Joe's. Best money I've ever spent.
Yeah.
It's like $35 plus tax.
Why don't you just get an apron and tie it really high up?
$35 for a bib? Oh my God.
Yeah. It like has like moon, stars, and clouds on it. And you know, I do rocket science. So it's like cool.
That's fun.
Is it like plastic so you can wipe it off really easily?
Yeah. Dishwasher safe. They say. Microwave safe, they say.
Wow. What are you going to put
You're going to microwave your bib? So you're
sometimes you're like
toasty while you're eating.
So your chest doesn't get cold.
Sometimes when you're making like SpaghettiOs, you need to put the SpaghettiOs like in the microwave. And then you got to like cover it. So you just put your bib on it.
So it can like get pre-dirty before you put it on your body.
Well, you just do the reverse side. It's reversible. So you just put it on afterwards. It's warm. It's cozy. And you're clean.
Reversible meaning it's got two sides?
Yeah. There's two sides to it.
You can tie it either way.
There's only a design though. There's only a design on one side. There isn't a design on the other side.
So do you dirty the… So like… Okay. So you have…
Yes.
Moons and stars are face down over the SpaghettiOs in the microwave.
Yep. It's like the nighttime sky for
the SpaghettiOs. And then the bit that was on top that's clean, that's what goes against your body, right?
Yep.
And then you eat your SpaghettiOs mess-free.
Mess-free. $35 plus tax. TJ's.
You have like is there like a little catcher at the bottom of
there
it?
There is. It was extra. That one was $75.
Mm.
Didn't go for it.
I love those. I've seen those for babies and it's so cute. So it catches their little Cheerios.
Yeah, and then you scoop it up and put it back in their mouth.
Put it back in their mouth. Just eat it.
Guys, babies are gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Never have one. That's what all of smart
what if I find babies. One? Can I keep it?
You know, I won't tell you the answer.
All right.
I won't tell you. I don't know.
Listeners, DM us and let us know.
I think it's legal, you know?
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm going to steal a baby.
If I find an
abandoned baby, can I keep it without reporting it to the government?
Under the asylum laws, I think, yeah, you can.
Asylum laws?
So if the baby is like a refugee of something, I don't know, because it's not like you can tell me.
You know, I don't know the municipal codes around your current local government state areas.
Yeah, okay.
So once you figure that out, you can.
I'll ask my local rep.
Yeah.
Contact
your local rep.
I find a strange baby.
Estranged baby.
Out and about. An estranged baby.
Yeah.
Out and about that looks like he doesn't have his papers because he's a baby.
This is a baby.
Can I take him in legally?
He'd be a refugee, yeah.
Or do I take him to the embassy? The baby embassy.
Okay, I have a small potato. So this one's funny. When a group takes a picture and they all look at it afterwards and they go, oh yeah, that's good. Like, when does the activity of
it
like,
means I looked at just
photo,
me and I look good. So this is a good photo.
No, but fine. Also just like thinking that you're so cool that like you put the effort into taking a photo.
Like, yeah, right? The world is better now with this
like,
photo.
Yeah. And you guys all looked at it and you're like, yeah, that's good.
Nailed it.
Sweet. And you're like in public and I'm thinking like this is more of like a more than 2-3 people type of picture. Like there's a group of you,
mm-hmm.
a fellowship
yeah.
of you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 6, 7, 8, 9. And during in that amount of people, you guys are all like, yeah. And someone's like, hey, send it to me. You know, like that whole interaction is so fucking silly.
Yeah, that whole, the subtext of all that is just, I look good.
Hey, yo, airdrop it.
I want others to see this photo. This photo is good enough to show others mm-hmm. how cool we are.
Airdrop it.
That we do stuff and that I have friends.
How pessimistic of you. Can it just be, I want to remember my friends and the good times
yeah.
I've had.
Sure. Do you go through your photo album like, memes. No.
All the time.
You're like, oh, this one's good enough to post.
Already, you go, airdrop it so the file size is bigger. I don't want, don't text it to me because then it's going
to
be
You want
like,
the image quality
crappy.
To be much better.
Yeah, image quality is going to be better if you airdrop it.
It's true.
I mean,
postable.
Unless
you
the, photo, unless the
well?
Photo is more than 250 megabytes, it's not going to be a problem.
Well, I mean, I take like HDR photos. So yeah,
portrait mode only.
Portrait mode. Yeah, portrait mode with a group picture.
Not portrait mode.
Just like around
portrait mode.
Just
so
you.
Good.
Hey,
you have everyone else's blurry.
Hey, stranger, can you take this photo, please? Yeah, so it's on portrait mode, which means it's only going to find one face.
Picture I'm.
While we're on group photos, I know this is not an original thought, but like I really have felt this way recently.
What is an original?
Can we stop with the now a silly one? I can't stand it. There is I'll throw my thumbs up in this one. I don't care.
You know what's funny?
I don't want to do a silly one.
I know exactly what you're
saying. And yep, we experienced this recently where we were taking a photo with us. And I'll just say someone of an older generation was like, okay, now a silly one. And we're like, okay. And I think I literally looked around because I'm like, what's everyone else going to do? And everyone else just threw up like a shaka or a thumbs up or like tilted their head and was like stuck out their tongue. Like no one wants to do a silly one anymore. Can we be done with it? Like
I think
maybe when there was like, you were taking photos on film and there was a limited amount and it was like, all right, photo time. Yeah. But it's like, photos are unlimited now.
Yeah.
They are everywhere. They are being taken all the time, everywhere. Right now,
just
there's probably photos
clicking.
Of us being taken and we don't even, not even aware
yeah,
of it.
Probably.
Because there's screens.
Yeah.
But like, enough. I don't want to do a silly one.
I think
old people need to stop pushing it on me.
The really funny thing is,
because there's only adults that do it these days.
I think the really funny thing about this is that when we take photos, you smile. And we do something funny.
It's not funny because I don't want to do it.
On the first time though, we do the shakas and the tongues out, held yeah. tilted. And Trevor's the only one smiling.
Yes, okay. I'm so happy that you thought about that.
This is not, don't turn this into like we take photos. We rarely take group photos together.
Know.
This
no,
happened
know.
The other day it's and not, I was not into it.
I'm
and
just,
yeah, no, I didn't do shit. But like, just in general, Don't make this about us.
No, I'm just saying, like,
don't make this about Trevor's dumb.
Like, when someone says now do funny, I was already doing funny.
I was already doing it.
So can we just not do the funny right. one? Like, just fair do enough. The photo how you're going to do the photo. If it's, yeah, if there's a thumbs up or a shaka or a silly smile, like, that's the photo. And it doesn't need to be the silly one. It's just the photo. And for them to go, oh, now do
funny.
Something silly. Like, what do you want me to do? I don't even...
Yeah.
These are like kind of my friends. We're just next to each other.
We just met.